This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU Member Forum here in Tampa, Florida. And my, this is a beautiful place.
It is.
You just told me, Denise, that you used to live here.
I do. I'm from Tampa.
Oh, you're from? Okay.
Yeah. Born and raised here and moved to the St. Louis area
okay.
in 2007.
All right.
So got all my family still here, so I'm always back.
Right on.
It's a gorgeous place.
It is. It really is. Yeah, this is my first time here, at least out of the airport. I've always kind of go through the
right.
airport, but yeah, so yeah, it's gorgeous. So put this on your bucket list. Great place to come to.
That's right.
Yeah, so, all right. How's the conference going for you, Denise? You know what? Where are my manners? I didn't do an introduction. How rude of me. Denise Stevens, everybody, from PSCU. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing well. Yes. Very good.
Gosh. All right. So how's the conference going for you?
Fantastic.
Since we're in the home stretch, it seems like.
I know. Yeah. Last day, wrapping up some breakout sessions,
mm-hmm.
but full of information, lots of solutions and products and services to review and see demos and keynotes have been outstanding,
mm-hmm.
and of course, the best part about it is our credit unions.
Yep,
so it's
no
great
doubt,
to see
no
everybody.
Doubt. And we have, I heard there's over 1,200 attendees
largest
here.
Largest attendance in the last several years, so very exciting.
I think the next time you're going to have to rent out that hockey rink next door to fit everybody
Which
inside.
Which would be fun.
No, that wouldn't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Put that on the old to-do list. Put that in the suggestion box. So, hey, today's topic here, change in payments landscape.
Yeah.
Was this a session here that you held, or is this
no.
just kind of something we're going to talk about?
Yeah, something
okay.
we're going to talk about. I think it is kind of a combination.
There's a lot of that going here.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot of that going on here for
a lot
sure.
Of
so, what trends do you expect or are expected to impact the payments landscape in 2023? I think that's probably the most loaded question I've asked at this conference. Oh my goodness.
Well, I think the single most trend is the expansion of digital, right?
Yeah.
So, a lot of the credit unions have really good digital strategies. And it really is about keeping the acceleration on that. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think about it now, I mean, most of the members are very used to shopping in very different ways, right? And using financial services in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're going to the branch, they're doing things online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now they're even doing things virtually,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So it even is beyond digital.
Are we talking the metaverse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an 18-year-old son, right, who owns NFTs, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is a very different experience than I think, for sure what I grew up with. And so for credit unions, it's continuing to navigate and expand the digital side of things because consumers, their members, are expecting payments to be there. If you think about even just beyond kind of the actual payment, but
mm-hmm.
everything surrounding the payment, right? Whether how they interact with the credit union, how they initiate a dispute, how they get their questions answered, everything really needs to be streamlined
mm-hmm.
in kind of a digital fashion.
Well, it's expected today, right?
It is.
Because of the other experiences we're having in other areas, like just getting an Uber or going on Amazon and buying
right.
something or...
Everything's seamless.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's about convenience, security, simplicity.
It's easy, and we're spoiled rotten in this area. So now it's expected at your credit union or your financial institution. Oh my gosh. So why does digital transformation continue to be so important? Another loaded question for you, Denise.
I think it's just because it's part of our everyday
yeah,
lives,
you're right?
You're right. I mean, I think before it was something, an effort. We'd have to think about to do
mm-hmm.
something. Now it's just embedded in most of our experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, members expect it. I think it needs to be just accompanied with every credit union's brand.
Because mm-hmm.
if they can't interact in a digital way, they're probably going to walk away and find a different...
Got that right.
Yeah, different institution to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it used to be kind of like, ooh, this is kind of cool to have this type
yeah.
of stuff. Today,
table
have
stakes.
To have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got that right, for sure. Hey, would you agree that providing more comprehensive payments capabilities will be critical to competing with the broadening competitive payments landscape? If you can explain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think this is really about options. I don't know if you had the opportunity opportunity to watch one of the breakout sessions we did on faster payments, but we had Dan Gonzalez from the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
And one thing that he did was he shows this slide in the presentation, and it has all these payment types, you know, whether it was ACH, cash, cards, you know, all of these things that actually have never gone away. Right, so you have credit unions that are managing all of these ways to pay that consumers are still expecting. And so, of course, you introduce something like instant payments, faster payments, and now it's another payment type that credit unions are going have to support. So, and we all know, being behind the scenes, there's a lot of complexity in payments, and there's a lot of things that go into it. Now you're introducing another one, and we just really believe the future for what this landscape looks like is it's going to be about choice. Right? Members are going to make decisions on how they pay things based on a need or a goal they're trying to achieve. So maybe I would need to make a payment, but timing is not a factor, so maybe that routes a different way. Maybe I want to split dinner with my friend, so that's something that has timing is a factor.
You're right.
So I really think that it will become about choice for the member, and you know, us as a financial industry is just going to have to support that.
And the other thing that you kind of alluded to is that we're not even really thinking about it anymore, you know, it's just the way it is, you know, whereas before it's like, oh, I can use that, or you know, you had to think of it. Now it's like you said, it's so ingrained in everybody's payments apps or what have you that it's just there,
it's just
and
embedded.
We just do it, and we just do it. Yeah. Okay. So, gosh, how far we have come in such a short amount of time.
Technology.
I know. What else do you see on the horizon? Just to kind of wrap up here.
I think the next thing is around continued data usage, but more in a personalized way.
Okay.
I think a lot of credit unions, our industry does a good job in understanding data, making it actionable, a little bit harder than reviewing trends, but the next step will be making it personalized, because really members are expecting everybody to know them, even in a digital setting.
No doubt.
And so utilizing data to be able to personalize experiences for members will be key.
Isn't it easier to know your audience in a digital environment than maybe a more tangible environment, I'm thinking, because everything online is so trackable, I guess?
I think it's
I'm just kind of grasping at straws here.
Maybe not necessarily easier, but I think the data is there to be able to pull the insights out and make it achievable.
Which is very exciting. So so your job must be so much fun, Denise.
Yes, can't complain.
Every day is really exciting because you know, when you're dealing with payments, it's changing every 5 seconds, it seems like. So
it's a fun job.
Indeed. All right. Well, Denise, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Appreciate your expertise and your insights, and look forward to the next chat.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.